most people are worried about illegal immigrants coming in from the southern border, and rightly so. But what people need to understand is that it is the criminals masquerading as mayors in America who are the responsible party for alluring the illegal immigrants into illegal sanctuary cities throughout the United States. These said representatives, who are also busy trying to disarm the American people, are working on the behalf of special interest groups to illegally allocate through misappropriations of the American taxpayers' money to do so. This allurement comes all-inclusive to the immigrants with all of its accommodations, including that of housing, food, medical, and even education. These felonious mayors are also receiving a lending hand in aiding these immigrants into our country from the American modern-day church. Outside of the fact that we have seen the Christless church in this country advocate that which God clearly condemns, such as sodomy, with their rainbow flags pinned to the side of their buildings and "All are welcome" on the church's yard signs, it comes as no surprise. Now, before thinking that I'm in any way picking on self-professed Christians, do remember that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Friends, I'm grieved for the compromises and the hypocrisies of these pretenders, which are on a reproachful daily display for the world to see. Furthermore, the American church talks much of grace and love, and of course, they love to recite mercy triumphing over judgment. But they know nothing of mercy. And why? Because they know nothing of true love, which is the fulfilling of the law to establish judgment within the gate whence it is executed, that we all might know righteousness and peace within the gate. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, "How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice." These are those who suggest that it is somehow loving and merciful to advocate for that which God again clearly condemns. It is mercy to allow our children to be subject to the sodomites instead of enforcing the laws against their crimes, which condemn the wicked. It justifies the righteous and protects the innocent. I just saw a scrolling sign on a church parking lot here in Minnesota that read, "All welcome. This is an LGBT community where we take the word of God seriously, but not literally." Well, how does the Lord deal with what these pretenders do not take literally? This will help to further any objections or time-wasting debates on if the Lord means what he says when it comes to his word. In Jude 1:7, it tells us, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Then we have abortion, which is the murdering of the innocent in the womb. As many of you know, abortion is not talked about from the pulpits. Therefore, it again is advocated through their silence and apathy across America from over 300,000 pulpits. Instead of protesting, they have now become accomplices to a corrupt government system that does indeed sanction, which it should in fact lawfully condemn. No longer is it one nation under God with these hypocritical and apathetic professors, but now it has become whatever the state and Supreme Court says it must be so. Nothing could be further from the truth. $60 million babies have been murdered since 1973, and that under the guise of a woman's choice. And because the government said so, while the Christless church has found derelict of duty when it comes to protesting these crimes against God and man. Yet somehow, in their reprobate minds, they believe that somehow their version of mercy rejoiceth against judgment is now to allow
the
murder.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know what? Isn't it crazy, the options that people are playing into concerning the presidential options? They both are pushing the same exact agenda. I mean, I just posted here, and I'm just hitting this really quickly. I said, what's the difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party besides the fact that they're both unconstitutional? Question mark. And I said, absolutely nothing. Exclamation. Because both sides are promoting the same global agenda. What people need to ask themselves is, what's the difference between the two options that are given? Absolutely nothing. Again, it's pro wrestling at its very worst. They're overlooking the 1,250 other presidential contenders that are being completely ignored. Go to presidentialcandidatesballotpedia.com. It'll pull right up for you. There's over 1,250 other presidential contenders completely being overlooked, censored, suppressed. They don't want you to see them. They don't want you to know that you have real options. You know, one of the things that I love to tell people, and I do quite a bit when we're having this conversation, they say, well, who are we supposed to vote for? Well, let me tell you, Republican Party, Democratic Party, both unconstitutional. The 98 other constitution or the unconstitutional parties that they're offering, they're all unconstitutional, like I just said. We're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by God, not laws of men, said John Adams. Common law, right? Our rights come from God. Everybody knows this. Look at your state preamble as to how it begins, acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No argument there, right? But you know, it's interesting. Even when I point that out, friends, they'll still say, well, I'm not going to vote for any of these demon rats. It's like, are you not listening to what I'm telling you? And the analogy that I was just going to give to you is, and I share it quite a bit with people, okay? You're in school. This is how they indoctrinate the kids. This is how they are indoctrinating the adults today. You're in school. A question is proposed. They give you 2 to 3 answers to the question that was proposed. What if the two or three options that are given as the answer are not the right answer to the question? That's what they're doing to you, friends. This is what they're doing. There is absolutely no difference between the two parties. Didn't the RNC, just shooting from the hip, didn't they just strike abortion and sodomy from their platforms? Really what they should say is everything goes now, because that's exactly what they mean to do. And I have told the American people for 20 years now, they're Europeanizing America, and it's going to happen if you let them, because they want to rule arbitrarily, which means they get rid of God, then they become God, or so they think temporarily, as a judgment to the people that allowed it to happen in the first place. You know what's crazier than even all of that? Is all of the false prophets and all of the people pointing the finger at the same person that they're ushering back in or attempting to usher back into the people's White House as if he's going to save America. No joke. Hey, let me have a completely honest conversation with you. About 2.5 weeks ago, I was having a conversation with somebody that I respect. I really, truly respect this individual. And he asked me, he goes, what are you seeing out there? I said, what I see out there is everybody going the right direction. And there's very far and few between that are actually standing up against the massive amount of people that are going the same direction. I said, history tells us that when that takes place, you better look the other direction. Hey, folks, it's the mainstream media driving it. It's the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals driving it, all going the same direction. All going the same direction, friends. Okay? And then their alleged opposition that they've set up, not knowing, most don't, that all six corporations worldwide are driving the same narrative. I got to remind you of that on a daily basis. You can put that up against Micah 6:16. It's nothing new. But what they do is then they have what they call the left there to drive what is unconstitutional. And isn't it interesting how it always goes to what they call the left? One needs to stop and ask the question, what is the right done? Absolutely nothing. The right is put in place to what? To fall to what they call the left. And the American people have set for the narrative, and they put up with it far too long to the point where their country is going to be destroyed and they're going to lose everything. And then they're going to have to face God on Judgment Day and answer for everything they didn't do because they didn't want to listen to the truth of the matter, thanks to the false prophets. Right? And it's not thanks to the false prophets. The false prophets, in fact, are set up as a judgment upon the people, just like the two candidates that they keep getting caught up into as if to suggest that they're legitimate. Why is this happening? Because they're overlooking their obligation as professed Christians to actually know the doctrine, John 7:17. That's why we're in trouble. Every issue that we have in this country, do you realize, people, it comes right back to our own front door on a personal level, first and foremost. You can't right the wrongs until you're first righted, right? And the only one that can right you is the living God by the work of the Holy Ghost, by the repentance that he works in you. Put that up against John 16:8, Acts 20, verse 21. The list goes on. But now that I'm leading into this, one of the things that I want to highlight, because we see it all day long. We see false prophets, they say one thing. You can always judge a false prophet by the fact that he's telling you to do the wrong thing, to go the wrong direction. And you have too many people all in unison following the false prophets. By the way, the false prophets are following the mainstream media. That should tell you that they're false prophets. It's the spirit of the world. It's the spirit of Antichrist. They're advocating for the man that the mainstream media pushes to put back into the people's White House. They jump on board and they do it out of what? They do it for gain. They're hirelings. They prostitute themselves out. They tell the people what they want to hear. People, do you understand that those people are put in place as a judgment upon you because this is what you desire to hear? Do I desire good news? Absolutely. But man's not going to bring that. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Man is not going to be able to undo what has taken place in this country. It's going to have to be a move of the spirit. I don't see it happening the way things are today. And I'm talking about, I don't see the Lord bringing forth a spirit of repentance upon those that have been converted 50 times over. We call them mushroom converts. They're mushroom converts, friends, is what they are. I'm going to come right back and we're going to hit this topic in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're just leading into what's taking place here. The false prophets are leading the deaf and the blind, Jeremiah 5:21, into the hell that they have been told to avoid. And the way that this is happening is they're despising the word of God unto their own demise, Proverbs 13:13. You know, Scripture tells us there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. Hey, folks, that death, it's not like you can get a second chance when you're gone, period. I don't understand that, how people want to go ahead and dare their own fate. I really don't. Because, again, Scripture's clear. You're not promised tomorrow. Before we get into this again, I want to let you know we're going to be in Brownton, Minnesota. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, the schedule. And I say this almost every break, and yet I still get people saying, I don't know where to go. Here, listen carefully, okay? Am I being facetious? No, not at all. Listen, okay? Lake Marion Ballroom. 11431 Minnesota 15, Highway 15, Brownton, Minnesota, October 17th, 2024. Okay. Then we're going to be at Jack's House Ball, 300 Highway 25 South, Brainerd, Minnesota, October 19th at 6 p.m. You can eat there too, by the way. And then we're going to be at a college on the 25th. I believe I've been saying the 29th. Forgive me. It's the 25th of this month as well. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the schedule. You'll find us there. Also, you'll find us on social media platforms is there as well as sonsoflibertyradio.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You can call in at any time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now, folks, for all those that listen to me on radio, isn't it interesting? I will say this number over and over and over again throughout the show. And then what I'll do is I'll look down sporadically and someone will say, what's that number that I can call in on? Okay, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Talking about the true and false prophets, I want to hit on something really quick before we roll into this. I want to go to the New Testament really quick. And I want you to listen carefully in Ephesians 2, the first thing it says, and you hath he quickened. I want you to listen carefully. Who is he talking about? Who is he talking about that has been quickened? Who were dead in trespasses and sins? Those that were dead in their sins were quickened. Okay? What does quickened mean? It means to be made alive. It means to be revived. That is a miracle within itself. Okay? Reinvigorated, incited. I got a question for you. When you're again, John 3:3, born again of the Spirit of God, what does one lead you to do? The things of the Spirit. Because you're being incited by that grace to do just that. Here, let me go over and show you what Webster's 1828 grace defined out means, okay? So you can all understand it. Yes, it's the free, unmerited love and favor of God, but to he who's been forgiven much, he loves much, right? And out of gratitude, what is he going to do? He's going to serve his Lord. When you look at the third definition of Webster's 1828 definition of the word grace, guess what it means? The favorable influence of God. What does it do? What does this grace do? Divine influence or the influence of the Spirit in renewing the heart and restraining from sin. Wow. Isn't that interesting? I mean, all the wives out there that love their husbands, and your eye is fixed on him and him alone because your eye is single upon him and you keep your oath as unto him. You're faithful to him, right? Your thoughts are with him, right? Yeah. To those that aren't, they're called adulterers. And I'm taking this in a natural analogy, 1 Corinthians 2:14, as well as bringing it into the spiritual so you can understand why the Lord called you adulterers and adulteresses, those that go ahead and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. I can't reiterate this point enough. Okay? So I gave you those definitions. I also want to show you something in Ephesians 2:8 because we hear this constantly out of context. Where they talk about you're saved by grace through faith. Yes, indeed you are. And not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Yes, that is true. Not of works. We've done nothing to deserve the unmerited favor of God. He's given it unto us to those that are called according to his purposes, right? Lest any man should boast. He said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Oh, I know people hate this because it's in context. They are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay, they're not one without the other. Let me go over to this because I want you to hear this as well. We're taking it a different angle today, but I want you to hear this because we hear this quite a bit too. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, it only drove us to the foot of the cross. It does no more, doesn't help us, it just condemns us. God sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemns sin in the flesh. That means you go to the cross, right? And you deny yourself and you take up your cross. And for those that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections, if we live in the Spirit, we also walk in the Spirit. I'm getting to that. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. We derive that, we extract that by what? by whom we have our eye on, Christ, and we extract the fruit thereof. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They do the works of the flesh, right? But they that are of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It totally is. It is. When you're quickened, when you're dead in sins and trespasses, when all things old have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. You're never going to get to this point until you meet the Lord on his terms to the exact iota, to the jot and the tittle concerning the word. So many people don't partake with the light because they haven't met him on the precondition. And what is that? He who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life will find it for my sake. Let me go on here. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Right. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can be. So then they that are of the flesh, they cannot please God. Okay, so those that are in the Spirit, they can, because they're being led of the Spirit. They're incited by the Spirit to do what? I'm going to get to that. And if Christ be in you, people, listen carefully. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. I'm no longer living in my own will. I'm seeking out his will. Read the whole of John 6, fantastic chapter. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that has raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. So when you're quickened by the Holy Ghost and you live by grace, real grace that leads to holiness, what does it do? Well, it tells us we're not debtors to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Because if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit, this is key. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So it's important that you understand that, because the way you've been taught in America from the American pulpits is exactly the opposite as to the way Scripture teaches it. Why? Because they're not preaching Christ and him crucified. That's why. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. Okay? Now, this is what you got to hear, and we're going to go right into this. We are not debtors to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. What's the first thing that it says right after that? It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. Now, isn't that interesting? When I look at Hananiah the prophet, and I look at Jeremiah the prophet, it's interesting that Jeremiah often refers to the false prophets. And Hananiah is the most prominent, because Hananiah is something of a surprise to the reader who has repeatedly read about the false prophets. One is led to expect a charlatan or a quack or an idolater or an immoral individual, one who is obviously deceptive. So in other words, what I'm saying here, friends, this guy was really close to the light. He was really close to the light. And the only way to judge this man wasn't the outside appearance. It was only according to the words that he spoke. And what people need to understand is that when Jeremiah said that this yoke is going to be put upon the children of God, Hananiah came about and told him, no, it's going to be broken off of them. It's important that you understand that, because false prophets go the opposite direction, and they like to pet the feathers the direction they go rather than the other direction.
We are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th, at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th, at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Well, I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. You know, again, I'd like to go in. I remember once John Adams came home after being abroad for several years. He was separated from his family for 9 years, talking about the second president of the United States of America, which, by the way, he was the Colossus of Independence. He was a prophet, no question about it, 1 Corinthians 12:28. But what was interesting is he came back and he heard some ill reports of his son, Charles. And watching the documentary, it just reminded me of something that I need to say in the present concerning this hour of radio today. And one of the things he said, I've heard some disturbing reports And let me just say it the way he said it, but let me say it more broadly. I've heard some disturbing reports as the way that you act and that way that you live your life. Before the God that sees all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And what he said is he said, scholars are made alone. The Lord says you're to consecrate yourself as unto him. You're never going to get out of what you need to get out of the Word of God until you dig in. There's so many people that are completely buried by the spirit of the world because that's what they feed on. They don't concentrate themselves. They don't study to know the Word, 2 Timothy 2:15. They don't know the Word like the back of their hand. As a matter of fact, what just came right before me now is that I'm speaking this, friends, is the picture of a meme. It's a picture of a Bible that's completely all ripped up. There's notes all over the Bible. The Bible's completely fallen apart. And what this individual, the post said, this meme said, it said, peoples whose Bibles are falling apart usually means that they are not. That is absolutely true. You know, last week I was talking about how confused everybody is, how scared everybody is. I can tell you this right now. Like I said last week, I'm not confused. Why? Because I'm in the Word. My feet are upon the rock. And it's interesting that when you look in the Old Testament, that those that clave unto the Lord, they lived unto this day. But to those that don't, belongeth what? Confusion of face. Why? Because they've left off the Word. And I brought up John Bunyan, I think it was yesterday, or maybe on Saturday or Sunday. When he left off the scroll, the Word of God, he got lost. And people wonder why they're lost. It always goes back to the same thing. It really does. And as I'm looking at some of the comments, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And then when hardship comes on, hey, Bradley, what about this? What about that? No. Just like a friend that I have, and you all know his name. He said, I never take time to counsel people that don't read the Word of God for themselves first. That's exactly right. I'm not going to prop up them when they don't even have a care for their own soul. So why would I? And the fact of the matter is, folks, there's too much of that nonsense going on. Scholars are made alone. Men of God and women of God are made alone. The Lord said that you are to consecrate yourself as unto him. That means separate yourself. And if it's the Spirit of God that is leading you to do so, rest assured those people are going to just fall right off from your life. And it's a blessing and not a curse. And I know that's a word of knowledge for somebody. It's a blessing and not a curse. And my goodness, let me say it for the millionth time. Folks, shut your TVs off. That is the number one prerequisite. Here, let me just go over to Romans 12:2 real quick for you, please. So you can hear from the Word of God at least, then I don't have to worry about saying it again. Now it's on you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then the first thing he says, and I say through the grace given unto me. Isn't that crazy? And if you take that over to 1 Corinthians 9:27, he said that he would consider himself a castaway if he didn't practice what he preached. Right? And I'm saying a couple things here, but I want to go over to here, over to James 4. Let's go over there really quick. Since we're doing live radio, since we're being led of the Spirit, let's just go over there. What does it say? It says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? He hates it. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Okay. What about, let's say 2 Corinthians chapter 6. What does that one say? Going over there so I can read the whole of it and you can hear it for yourself as to what the Word of God says. It says, be not unequally yoked, verse 14, with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? You can take this to Amos 3:3 as well. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? See how the Word is constantly dividing? You see this? That's the sword of the Spirit, right? Dividing. Matthew 10:34, out of the mouth of Jesus himself. And what concord, what agreement hath Christ with Belial? Belial are the sons and the daughters of the devil. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols, those that serve idols, false gods, something they've created in their own minds that doesn't exist? Then it says, for you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them. Listen to this. Listen to the stipulation here. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He said, right in verse 17, 2 Corinthians 6, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Whoa, 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 whoa. So every step of the way, I'm to meet the Lord on his terms, right? Yep. And then he says, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord, when you do it the way I tell you to do it, and not until then. Okay, we're talking about the false prophets, but I just got off on a little prophetic bunny trail here, friends, and it's important that you hear it. We were just talking about Jeremiah concerning the false prophets. In the real prophets, Jeremiah was set out to do what? To tell the people, listen, this is what's going to happen to you, and it isn't good. And then we have the false prophet Hananiah going and trying to undo what Jeremiah just said. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Jeremiah met him secretly and told him that he was going to be dead in a short time. And sure enough, he was, because he was giving a word that was not from the mouth of God. Okay? He looked right. Everything about him outwardly totally looked fine. But when the word was tried, and notice the word Hananiah gave, by the way, was there to appease the flesh. It went with the people. It pleased the people rather than pleasing God. He was willing, Hananiah was, to offend God to please the people. And that's what he did, and it cost him his life. Read Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 5. America is filled with these false prophets. America's filled with them. I just seen one yesterday. Tim is calling out this false prophet, Julie Green. Oh my goodness, folks. Do you got any discernment whatsoever? She sits there and she talks about how Jesus is her master, yet she hasn't done what the master told her to do by learning at home and being silent in the church, and OPS, learning at home from her husband, 1 Corinthians 14:34, yet she has the audacity to sit there and tell you that Jesus is her Lord when she's disobeying him? What is she doing? She's calling Donald Trump. She's saying, the Lord is saying, this is my son, and this indictment will not happen to my son? Oh my goodness. This is dangerous business, man. These people are doing what they're doing for gain. You can rest assured of it. I mean, Julie, I don't know if she was raised with brothers, but she's a pretty butchy girl. And the fact of the matter is, she needs to get right, and her husband needs to take the headship in that situation, because she is as far out there as they get. She's dangerous. And the people would have it so. And the people would have it so. He's my Lord. He's master. But I don't obey him. This is who he is. And she started to call him out by name. But this is who he is. But this is what I'm doing. So what I'm doing is, I'm putting down the word of God that tells me what I'm supposed to do. I'm disobeying in front of you. And I'm saying that the Lord is using me to speak to you. Okay. Another one is Mark Taylor. Mark Taylor is, I believe that many of these are controlled opposition. It's interesting, the timing of Mark Taylor's movie, it came out shortly before, or should I mark afterwards, that his movie came out. It was like it was all predetermined and pre-planned when he gave his word of prophecy that Donald Trump was going to become the president of the United States of America. Okay, regardless, I believe he had foreknowledge. I believe he was told. I believe he's a part of the plan. I believe he's a part of the brotherhood, the secret organizations doing the things that he's doing. There's no question in my mind. When I listen to him, folks, it's like, really, people, do you have any discernment? Oh, it goes on. Are these people preaching out against the sins of the nation? Nope. I brought up Chuck Pierce. I listened to him on the way back. I was listening to R.C. Sproul, a theologian. I respect. These guys will break things down and break things down, and they'll even give you the Greek. They'll give you the Latin version of it in great specificity. And he was talking about John the Baptist. And I was listening to him, and I know John the Baptist is the bad boy of prophets. He's the greatest prophet born of women. I know this. This is the guy, the prophet of God, that pointed his finger at Herod, Luke 3:19, and told him all of his evils, reproving him in front of the people. Oh, so much for not having anything to do with politics, right, folks? Yeah, but that's what these people will tell you as well. But folks, on the other side of that, after listening to that, I went online and I was listening to the false prophets. I'm going to come right back to you in just a moment. Sorry about the breaks, guys, really.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and then our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
So I was just talking, by the way, it's final segment, 281-845-4704. Check out our schedule. On Thursday, we're going to be in Broughton, Minnesota, and then we're going to be in Brainerd, Minnesota as well. Again, if you want to call in, now's the time to do it, 281-845-4704. Some of the conversation that you're having, I would like for people to hear what you're saying about what you're saying, because people need to hear it. And again, we're talking about the false prophets meets the real prophets. And I was just talking about how R.C. Sproul, a theologian, was talking about the greatest prophet born of women, John the Baptist. I was just reading about him yesterday again. And man, you want to talk about fearless men? Okay. They were not given the spirit of fear. They exhibit everything about that scripture in every sense of the word. But when I was listening to it, I was driving back. This is from Indiana. And I started thinking, you know what? I want to go over to what people put up as prophets today. And what I did is I went over to Chuck Pierce. Now, I'm not capping on Chuck Pierce. I'm just saying that, dude, I'm kind of curious to know. You come from that hippie heretic time. And you're sitting there prophesying. I'm not saying you don't have giftings, but I am saying real prophets preach out against the sins of the nation, and you're prophesying about portals this and portals that. It's not even applicable to our time. We're in trouble because you're missing the mark. The people. You're entertaining the people. And not one time did I hear the word of God come out of his mouth. Not one time. And it's the same thing with Julie Green. Oh, the Lord is saying this and the Lord is saying that. And listen, when I'm listening to her, there's just a wall. Lady, you are a danger to yourself. And everybody that listens to you are going to be judged for giving ear to you. And I'm saying the same thing with Chuck Pierce and that circle of people. And by the way, one of them I know. And again, they're cool people. But it's like, guys, you guys are missing the mark. The people. You're not bringing forth the message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You're entertaining them. And that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, and they dance around like a bunch of hippies caught up in the 60s like they're on PCP. No joke. It's weird. Okay? Kids are given what they're leading over for them. And they're sitting there prophesying all this nonsense. Gosh, people, it's weird, but it's not a Bradley Dean word, but it breaks my heart. And I've been preaching against this nonsense for years. Here's another one for you. Isn't it interesting? Abram, Dathan, and Korah, they kept warring against Moses. That was a bad, bad idea because soon enough, the earth was going to open and gobble them up, right? Yep. Reminds me of Achan with Joshua. But there's always going to be someone to contend with the prophet, and it's dangerous business for those that are contending with the prophet. Numbers 14:4, what does it say? It tells us, and they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt. And guess what they do? Just that. In other words, there's no repentance. There's no holiness, there's no righteousness, there's no goodness, there's no truth, which is the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit, mind you, I'm sorry. Ephesians 5:9. No, none of that. Just everything's okay. You call yourself a Christian. I'm gonna be here and I'm gonna falsely prophesy to you, and everything's gonna be okay. That's what they do. Was everything okay with Korah, Dathan, and Abram? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was thinking about in the New Testament, I was thinking about Jannes and Jamboree, who withstood Moses. And what does the Bible say of them? 2 Timothy 3:7, just a spirit of Antichrist working against the prophet. They were ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Many of you people need to understand that unless the ground is broken up and plowed by the law that works repentance, you're not going to be able to plant seed in that heart. The Lord gave the exact same analogy and parable. The prophet, when he comes, he's there to slay sin. When the prophet comes, he always brings to you to the place of going back to the old path. When the prophet comes, he's always there to correct you, to instruct you, to reprove you. That's what he's there to do. That means to edify, to build you up in the spirit that you might grow up in grace. Oh, well, Bradley, but the prophets, they're not in the New Testament anymore. I'm kind of going over here a little bit. Oh, yeah, they are. They are. The gifts of the Spirit are only given unto those that obey the Spirit in the Lord. Acts 5:32. That's the problem most people. The people that don't obey are trying to figure out why they've never partaken with the gifts of the Spirit because they haven't gone that far yet. They didn't hear that. The point I was making before that, don't mean to confuse you, go to Hosea 10:12, you'll understand what I was talking about perfectly. And again, Jesus used the analogy over and over and over again concerning the soil of the heart. Until it's broken up with the use of the law and showing you your sin, you're never going to be brought by the Holy Ghost, you're never going to be brought to godly repentance.
going on here, moving forward. And again, folks, I got a whole, I mean, I could do a 3-hour show just breaking this down concerning the real prophets and the false prophets. And I just want to tell you, and I'm safe and I feel absolutely, absolutely sound, which means without error as to what I'm about to say to you. A majority, easily, hands down. I'm trying to find within myself to give them the benefit of the doubt, and I can't even barely find that at times. Yeah, okay, I'll bring that up. I'll come back to that point. I preached at a college, South Carolina. And I remember that the people treated the overseer of that ministry, who claimed to be a prophet, who's a very cool guy. If he gave a word of the Lord, you better fall into line with that word of the Lord, even if it's in contrast to the word of God. Because if you don't, you're going to be ostracized really quick. How many times I have seen people act out of the work of the Spirit. And I'm talking about outside of bounds, where they're not prophesying at all. False prophets are always telling the people the things that they want to hear. The real prophets tell them just the exact opposite. They tell them what they need to hear rather than what it is that they want to hear. 281-845-4704. I was kind of hoping to hear from some of you people on live chat that were talking about all these false prophets that you've encountered and the things that you have seen. And again, I'm not going to try to get you to jump on the line with me, but the fact of the matter is it would be fantastic if you would share some of the experiences that you have had, because I'm sure that you know. Oh, by the way, this is why there's a wide gate. This is why you have the Creflo Dollars. This is why you have the Steve Furchick. This is why you have the Joyce Meyer. This is why you have the Kenneth Copelands. This is why you have the Kenneth Hagins. Because the false prophets, they're sounding off all day long. Again, they're a judgment unto the people completely. Hey, folks, there was one time here. I'll give you a personal experience during the last couple hours or last couple minutes here. A guy I knew from Minnesota called me up, and he was friends with Rodney Howard Brown. They called him the Laughing Prophet. And what was interesting is I was driving about, and all of a sudden my phone rang. I picked it up, and it was Rodney Howard Brown. And he said to me, "Bradley, do you want to come and be my special guest at church tonight?" And this is 12 years ago. And I knew who he was. And I knew I was oil and he was water. I knew that. I had lunch with him. Super cool guy. He was a cool guy. And then his wife came about, and it's like, oh my goodness, what a cat. Okay. But in saying that, we had lunch, and after I met with him, he then asked me if I wanted to go over and play golf with him and Mac Hammond. And I told him, I said, I don't think that would be good if I went and hung out with Mac Hammond. First of all, I got more important things to do than to sit there and try to drive a ball into a hole. Babies are being murdered. Our kids are being subject to everything and protected from nothing. The church is in array. The government is completely operating in a backwards fashion. I don't have time for that, nor am I going to make time for that. I did go to the church service that night with my wife. When I got there, every single thing that came out of this guy's mouth was a joke. No joke. He was the Laughing Prophet, right? He's a judgment upon the people. Every single word that came out of his mouth was a joke. He tried to put us up in the front row. Me and my wife went back down to the fifth or sixth row because we don't do that. We don't play that. I sat there for 20 minutes, if that long, listening to all of these jokes. And everything that was going through me was, what about the babies? What about the young people? What about what's going on in our culture, which is the church's report card? We got up and we walked out. And folks, for the life of me, how 200 people stayed inside of that building listening to that nonsense, I know not, but it's not scriptural. Scripture stands against it.